Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode.
Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I am so happy to have you back. As you probably noticed, I'm back with the podcast a few weeks earlier than expected. I would be honest, I took a couple weeks off and then I had the itch to come back. I have recorded a few episodes and I started to talk to different authors like Adriana Locke, like I discovered during my break, and I was like, I need to talk to you. And so we had a conversation and I loved the format and I was like, let me just launch it right away. And so that's what brought the podcast back a few weeks earlier. There's a couple of things that I had to do behind the scenes. Like if you're interested in the behind the scenes of the podcast, let me know. I'll be more than happy to share. I've been podcasting for about 6 years. I had a couple of other shows before this one. This one started in 2017 and it's been going on for 3 years strong. So it's been awesome. So a few things about podcasting and things behind the scenes tech issues and FYI for you is that I switched over my editing days. I was editing on Sundays and that was like a drag because I was like, also need to post. There's a couple of things you need to do post-production for a podcast to go live. And so when you're producing 4 or 5 episodes, it's a lot of work. And so now I'm reducing to 3 episodes a week. So Monday, Tuesday will be author interviews. And then Fridays will be book recommendations or solo shows. And that felt much more easier group to manage. I'm editing on Saturdays as opposed to Sundays. I'm also doing the blog posts and all the different logistic stuff that needs to be posted on Sundays. So I have like my weekends back and that's been kind of like nice. So while being away, I also made a decision of like what I wanted to do. So in 2020, if you notice, I had a steady stream. I took a break from the podcast in 2019. I took a break from it for a few months. I was burned out. I did not know what I wanted to do. And so I came back and I started doing author interviews and those were fun. And then I added book recommendations again and those were fun too. And then pandemic happens. I moved to Chicago and I found myself being by myself in a new place, a new city, and not having a community. And so what better way to reach out to a community was to podcasting. I was like, I would like to be your friend. So why don't you come on the show and like, let's get to know each other. So in essence, the podcast became kind of like a friend meet cute for me. I met so many people. I met so many authors. The publishers took notice and they kept sending me pitches and I kept saying yes. And so, which was amazing. I really love chatting with authors and I really love chatting and discovering new books and discovering new ideas, new places for you to read. So in some ways, the podcast grew tremendously. In 2020, the pandemic happened and staying home meant there was more listeners, there was more opportunities to talk to other people, and then there's more books to be read. And so that was the beauty of 2020, where I just said yes to everything. Hence why there were 30 days of podcasting, there was 5 days a week or 4 days a week, because it was just like a lot of rest. And so in 2021, I want to scale it back. I want to do this with more intention. I'm not just accepting every invite as possible, every pitch. I'm doing different methods where we can, you know, get to know each other and share or promote your work. So I'm doing IGTV lives and Instagram, which are doing really well and they're fun. It's fun to get on video and just connecting with someone, just chit-chatting and having an audience. So I'm doing those IGTV lives. I'm also doing a blog, like just doing book recommendations in written form. And that's been fun just to think about the books, the 1,000 books that I read, and just kind of like come up with listicles of just saying best male romance, which is doing really well. Favorite series that I read. So there's different ways that I can promote books that doesn't feel like just putting the podcast. So the podcast, I think I mentioned already, but if just in case, it's going to happen every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There might be some Saturday episodes here and there, just basically if I feel the need to share content. If I don't feel the need to share content, I'm not going to share content. And that's just like a personal choice. I finalized the schedule all the way to August. So I have author interviews booked all the way to August, which is exciting. I don't know if I'm going to take a break in September. It might not be because it's a big publishing month. So there might be some big books coming up. But we shall see. So I'm keeping a manual. Right now I edited pretty much every single episode that I have recorded. So there's like about 15 episodes edited and ready to go. So, and there's a couple of schedules, there's a couple of big names coming up in the show that I'm excited that I'm recording in the next few weeks. So I'm just kind of like ahead of the game. And I think that feels better to produce a show. So let's talk about my reading life. And this is why you're probably just interested in this. So the episode before we went to hiatus was about my reading intentions in 2021. And I said, I'm going to read 300 books, and I'm going to read paranormal books, and I'm going to read audiobooks, and I'm going to do all these different things. And then 2021 happened. And I realized something. Reading is no longer feeling like joy. So something has to go. So a few things that I started noticing for myself is just like a place to go inward. Like I want to go inward with myself. Like I've been in a pandemic funk, like pretty much everyone is going through it. I've been in my apartment for 11 months. Like I love my apartment, but I would like to explore different parts of Chicago, and I would like to go to group fitness classes and do all those different things that other people do or that I used to do in my whole life in New York. And so I realized that reading I was doing as a chore. It was something I had to do. I need to read so I can get so I can finish a book and I can get one book counted in Goodreads and they can tell me that I'm ahead of the game with my Goodreads challenge. And then I'll be happy. And the reality is reading for gold stars doesn't work anymore for me. So I reduced my reading goal in Goodreads to 1. I'm probably going to stop tracking my Goodreads books there because I just don't like the platform. It's too clunky. There's no half stars. It's too public for me. And so I've been tracking my reading on Airtable. Jessen from Smart Women Read Romans. I'm sharing her YouTube video, how to create an Airtable reading tracker. And so I did one myself and it's been awesome. So I'm excited to share my stats. And I may do a 6 month from now, like stats of where I'm reading. So I'm tracking out how many Kindle Unlimited books I'm reading, how many Audible Plus, how many Libra FM, how many Hoopla. I'm tracking out if they're indie, if they're traditionally published, if they're BIPOC authors. Like I'm tracking everything. And it's just like fun. I love keeping track of all these different stats. Personally, I love Excel spreadsheets. They do work really well. I like Excel spreadsheets. I like that at work. I use them all the time. So I think that's something exciting. So I'm tracking those. And so I think in some ways, like Goodreads doesn't no longer feel the need for me to share it publicly. I think reading just feels like just a part of me that it's personal. And I don't know. I think it's, you know, what happened was that I think I started reading for joy in 2016. It was 2016 that I started reading for joy. I heard about adult reading in a podcast that I recorded, and she shared all about YouTube, and I discovered BookTube, and I started reading all their favorite books, and there I discovered romance, and I read just for the sake of joy. I read because they were fun. I read because it was an escape. I read because I was bored at work. Like, I had nothing to do at work, so I just read on my phone. And I miss that. I miss the feeling of joy. I miss the feeling of like just discovering someone new and getting lost in a story. And so I think somehow along the way, this whole idea of being a book influencer, this bookstagrammer, this book podcaster, the platform that you're here to tell you what you should read next and you need to be in the know of what's coming up, what's anticipated, I got caught up with it. I got caught up with the whole idea of, like, I gotta people please the publisher so I can get a free book. I can tell my audience, whoever that is, you know, like, and it's essentially my friends. Like, I have to tell them, like, you should read this book. And the reality is, like, it's like, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel like an alignment for me. And so it's not gonna change the podcast because I read about 1,000 books, so technically I can come up with content to tell you about books to read that may be a little bit old, but you know what? Those books, you can find them in the library, and so those are easier to find, and you may be able to save money and just be able to, like, enjoy something that feels, like, good, so it's not a bad thing. And so I'm reading less for a chore and more for joy. And I feel like that feels good. And if that means I take breaks and I spend weeks without reading a book, that feels good. That's okay. It's not the end of the world. I do want to tell you the books that have brought me joy. And there's a couple anticipated new releases that I got to read early. And I want you to add them to your TBR. But I just want to tell you, these books just brought me joy because I read them for the sake of reading. I did not read them because I needed to read them for a publisher or for a deadline. I read them because I was like, oh, that feels like I'm in the mood. So here are the books that I enjoy. So the first one, Second First Impressions by Sally Thorne. So I was lucky enough that I got early access to this arc. I got the NetGalley arc, and I was like, I was completely charmed. So it's not The Hating Game. It's not 99% Mine. It's a brand new story. It's not connected to any of those worlds. And it just, it's so charming. It's so cute. Like, I don't know. I just brought a smile to my face. Like, it has turtles. It has grannies behaving badly. It has a retirement villa. It's a good girl meets a bad boy. It's just so charming, and it has, like, I don't know, I just really love this book. I don't think it's for everyone, but I feel like if you give it a try, it may not make sense at the beginning. So I would say give it a try. Try to read the first 20%. And if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. But if it starts, like, feeling like, okay, just read past the 20% and you're going to be completely charmed by this book. So that Second First Impression is Sally Thorne. The next book that I read was Hang the Moon by Alexander Balfour. So I read Written the Stars last year back in May. So Written the Stars came out in November. So it was really early. That was a debut novel. But I was intrigued because I was like, it's a female film romance set in Seattle. And it's just like fake dating and there's social media astrologer. And I was like, I need to read this book. So I read this book and I absolutely adore it. Like, enough that I was like, I need to have Alexander come on the show. That's a dream guest for mine. So FYI, if Alexander's listening to this, I would like you to come on the show. So I read Hang the Moon. I got access to Hang the Moon, which comes out in May. Early on, I got it in December. So I read it December 30th and I finished in January something. So I finished really early. It took me a couple of days, but it wasn't because it took me a couple of days because it was so bad. It was because it was savoring it. It was just so good. So Hang the Moon has a bisexual character, a female character, and a cinnamon roll as a hero. It's set in Seattle. It's kind of like Second Chance. Like, it's a sister's best friend's brother, little brother relationship. They know each other. He has a crush on her. They reconnect, and he wants to show her, like, he believes in love, and he wants to show her, like, these grand gestures and meet cutes, and it's just delightful. It was so good. Like, I really love this book so, so much. Like, it's actually one of my all-time favorites. So my other all-time favorite one is I started feeling like I needed some steam. I needed some spiciness, something that just gets me out of my comfort zone. And so I was like, I need NC-17 books. So I remember reading Nikki Sloan Blindfold series a couple years ago. And they were really amazing. Those set in Chicago in a sex club. There's like the whole process. And it's just like, it's so good. So Kelly from Movies and Newbies asked me to come to the show. back in August, and her pick was The Pool Boy. And I said, I bought the book, but I chose not to be at that guest. I chose to be the next month because of my scheduling issues. So I had the book saved in my Kindle. And so I mentioned in my Patreon community, like on a Sunday, I was like, I feel like I need to read some Nikki Sloan. And I was like, I was hearing the buzz about American Filthy Rich. So I was like, I think that's what I'm going to read. But then my friend Sarah, from Really Into This, was like, oh no, you need to read The Pool Boy. So I was like, you know, I actually own The Pool Boy because Nikki's not on Kindle Unlimited. So I got to pay like $4.99 for the book. So, you know, that's like dedication. When you're paying $4.99 for a book, it's a dedication. So I picked The Pool Boy. It's an age-gap heroine. The heroine is 42. The hero is 24. The hero is the heroine's best friend's son. And he's a pool boy. And it's just like spiciness theme. It's delightful. It's so good. So I read in one sitting. And then I was like, I need to go back and read The Doctor, which is the book that comes before that. So I read them out of order. I was like, oh my gosh, I really love this. So I was like, The Architect is coming. So The Architect is coming in February 23rd. So I quickly emailed Valentine, which I have a relationship with, and I said, oh, The Architect is coming. Can I have Mickey come on the show? And so we're working on that. And so again, if Mickey's listening to this, I would love to talk to you about it. So after reading The Pool Boy and The Architect, I was like, I need to read American Filthy Rich. So I started on the audio. So the audio is on Hoopla or Scribe. So either one is fine. The first three books are on audio. So I listened to the initiation. And to be honest, the book should not work for me. It's a love triangle. It's like mythology. I don't know. The book should not work for me, but it did. I was immersed in this whole relationship. I was like rooting for it. And then McAllister's book, which is like the bad guy, quote unquote, in the first three books, he got his redemption story. And it's just like so good. So we're getting another book in the series and I'm like eagerly waiting for it. But I'll be honest, Nikki Sloan is like my autobiography author. I actually rave about it. There's an episode with Joanna Shoup coming up where I was raving about her and we were just chatting how much we love her. And Joanna Shoup actually mentioned that she read Jessica Kane. So Jessica Kane is on Kindle Unlimited and there's a little bit of everything. I started reading Jessica Kane and she's just as spicy as Joanna's mentioned. So those are, you know, so if you're looking for different levels of spiciness, I would say Second First Impression is, it's not closed door. If it's closed door, it's probably like PG-13. It's not that spicy. Then Hang the Moon is spicy. It's like R-rated stuff. And Nikki Sloan was NC-17. So that gives you a different levels of spiciness. So those are my book recommendations for you. I hope you enjoy them. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit more vulnerable than other episodes. I may do a few more of these as I feel called upon and just basically just chat with you on the microphone. And then, you know, next week we'll be back with a few author interviews and a book recommendation episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyourextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATYOURREAD10 to save. Visit whatyourextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you.
Thank you so much for listening. Your next great greeter is waiting for you.